Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. You might have seen in the latest Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod publication called The Reporter, a publication that goes out to Lutheran church workers across the nation, an article titled Issues, Etc. It appeared in the board brief's insert to The Reporter. As I was reading the article in The Reporter, titled Issues, Etc., it appears to me that there's been a breakdown in communication. Now, I don't know where that breakdown in communication has actually taken place, but I know that its result, this article in The Reporter titled Issues, Etc., does not accurately communicate the situation as it now exists between us and the LCMS Board of Directors. There are several statements in this article that are in need of some correction. The article talks about a request that we made to the Board of Directors of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod for the Issues, Etc. name and related materials. However, the article goes on to say, and I quote, "An agreement has been reached that has been approved by the Board of Directors in principle. I want to be absolutely clear. Jeff and I have reached no agreement with LCMS, Inc. We haven't given verbal or written approval to any kind of agreement." Now, the members of the Board of Directors of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod may have come to some sort of an agreement amongst themselves. That may have happened, but that agreement, whatever it may be, did not involve us. Another statement in the article, in The Reporter, the article claims the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod owns the trademark, that is, the name, Issues, etc. The fact of the matter is, back in 1999, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod canceled the trademark to the name Issues, etc. That's a matter of record with the trademark office, and that's almost 10 years ago. Then back in May of 2008, after Issues, etc. was canceled and Jeff and I were terminated, application was made on our behalf with the trademark office for a trademark on the name Issues, etc. The current status of our case is that our case has been approved for publication, which is why we put a TM by the name Issues, etc., and we're awaiting a full registered trademark on the name Issues, etc. And a final statement that needs correction from the Reporter article titled Issues, etc. I quote again, "Reverend Wilkin and Mr. Schwarz will not use the LCMS trademarks or other intellectual property in a manner that suggests an affiliation with the LCMS that does not exist, or suggests that the LCMS endorses or sponsors the new radio program or its products slash services, and they will not disparage the LCMS or cast it or its members in a negative light. Since Issues, Etc. re-debuted back on June 30th, we never have and have no intention of in the future suggesting any affiliation or any endorsement or sponsorship of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod for the new Issues, Etc. show. We have no interest in doing that. In its present incarnation, Issues, Etc. is and will remain an independent radio program, independent of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Whatever agreement we may finally come to with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's Board of Directors, we adamantly refuse to sign anything that would suggest a gag order. So in summary, when you read the article in The Reporter titled Issues, Etc., and you read that an agreement has been reached, no agreement has been reached with the LCMS Board of Directors on my part or on Jeff's part. When you read that the LCMS owns the trademark, bear in mind that the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod canceled the Issues, Etc. trademark in 1999, that's almost 10 years ago. Then back in May of 2008, application was made on our behalf for a trademark on the name Issues, Etc. Our case has been approved for publication, and we're awaiting a full registered trademark on the name Issues, Etc. And we have no plans of signing anything that would suggest a gag order, regardless of what kind of agreement we may or may not be able to arrive at with the LCMS Board of Directors.